On today's show, NHTSA reveals new technology to prevent drunk driving, the Hyundai Equus is losing sales to the Genesis, and Subaru thinks more can be done to protect our four-legged friends. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 5th of 2015. A few years back, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration proposed to mandate electronic stability control for commercial vehicles. And earlier this week, the agency issued its final rule for the new standard. Heavy trucks weighing more than 26,000 pounds will have to be equipped with the system in 2 years. Buses larger than 33,000 pounds have 3 years to comply, and ones between 26,000 and 33,000 pounds have 4 years. Trucks will have to perform what is known as a J-turn, which is a test that replicates a curved highway off-ramp to make sure they are compliant. NHTSA says the new mandate will prevent nearly 1,800 crashes and save 50 lives, as well as provide up to $300 million in net economic benefits annually. And in other NHTSA news, the agency revealed new technology to prevent drunk driving. The system, called Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety, can non-invasively measure the driver's blood alcohol level in less than a second. If it detects that it's 0.08 or higher, the car won't start. NHTSA is looking at two different solutions. One method is to have a sensor analyze the driver's breath by using a beam of infrared light. Since carbon dioxide and alcohol molecules absorb different amounts of light, it allows sensors to compare the two to measure alcohol levels. The other method is touch-based and reads alcohol levels below the skin's surface. Sensors in the push-button ignition or gear shift shine a beam of light on a finger. Alcohol absorbs specific wavelengths of light, and by measuring its intensity, the system can pinpoint the driver's blood alcohol level. The project, which still requires more testing, is being done in collaboration with 15 automakers. We'll be back with some Subaru news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Borg Warner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
We always hear about safety systems for our bipedal passengers, but what about our furry, four-legged friends? We're a nation that loves our pets, and so Subaru announced it's expanding its partnership with the Center for Pet Safety to help the organization test pet crates and carriers in vehicles. In 2013, the two did a series of tests of pet harnesses and found that there were major differences between restraints. With the new round of tests, Subaru and the organization want to come up with a crate sizing guide and the best way to secure pets in a vehicle. And currently, there are no standards in the U.S. for carriers. In case you're wondering, those aren't real dogs in the test, they're just dummies. So don't worry, no animals were harmed in the making of this video. And speaking of Subaru, the company's infotainment systems don't really stack up that well to its competitors. But it hopes to change that with its new Starlink service that's similar to GM's OnStar. Its connected services are provided by SiriusXM, and it uses AT&T 4G LTE for its wireless capability. The base package comes free for 1 year with the purchase of a new Subaru. After that, a 2-year subscription costs $100. With that package, you get things like emergency and roadside assistance, plus vehicle diagnostic reports. You can get an upgraded package that includes remote lock and unlock, vehicle locator, and stolen vehicle service. It costs $50 for the first year and $149 for a 2-year subscription after that. And Starlink comes with a 6.2-inch or 7-inch touchscreen. The system will be available in select Subaru models, starting with the 2016 model year. Coming up next, Volkswagen takes steps to make sure the e-Golf is truly a zero-emission vehicle, and the Hyundai Genesis is stealing sales from the Equus.
Why Sonata? Let's see. It has a turbocharged engine, a panoramic sunroof, 32 miles per gallon highway. Did I mention the turbo? Yeah, you don't want to forget the turbo. It has turbo. The Sonata from Hyundai.
In an effort to reduce pollution in China, Volkswagen just agreed to produce more electrified vehicles there. And the automaker is looking to clean up the air in the U.S. as well. It will be investing in carbon reduction programs around California and Texas, with projects geared towards forestry conservation and landfill gas capture. Volkswagen says it will offset enough greenhouse gas emissions to make up for the pollutants put out during the production and distribution of its e-Golf, as well as from the emissions created by the production of electricity needed to charge it. The only thing not taken into account is the effort needed to recycle and destroy the vehicle's components once it's off the road. Well, Hyundai has a bit of a problem on its hands. It seems the newer, better-looking, and more luxurious Genesis is stealing sales from the more expensive Equus. While price does have something to do with it, Hyundai CEO Dave Zuchowski tells Ward's Auto that Equus's lack of all-wheel drive is really hurting it, especially in cold weather markets like Chicago and New York, where 85% of luxury vehicles are sold with AWD. In order to combat this, the automaker will offer the setup on the next-generation Equus due in the summer of next year. And it better hope it works. Equus sales are down over 45% through May compared to last year. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our coverage of the TU Automotive Conference. John talked to experts from Nissan, Hyundai, JLR, and more to get the latest info on telematics and connected cars. Just head over to our website, autoline.tv, or check out our YouTube channel to watch those interviews. And remember, you can always get more Autoline updates by following us on Twitter or liking us on Facebook. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.